Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is right heart space. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Right Heart Space, written and read by Heidi Bay. God, who had set me apart from my mother's womb and called me through his grace. Galatians 1:15. Paul is my favorite apostle in the Bible. Are you wondering what an apostle is? It means person sent. Paul was formerly known as Saul. He was a persecutor of Christians. He was on a mission to kill and destroy anyone who was a follower of Jesus, because he believed that the message of Jesus was dangerous to Judaism. In a dramatic turn of events, Jesus physically met Saul on a road to Damascus. Jesus confronted him about persecution and blinded his eyes. The Lord sent Saul to a man named Ananias in Damascus. The Lord told Ananias to pray for this man so that he may regain his sight and turn from his wicked ways. When Saul found Ananias, he prayed for him, and something like scales fell from his eyes, and he could see again. He got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. Acts 9:18-19. This is the most profound and miraculous conversion story in the Bible. After his encounter with Jesus, Saul changed his name to Paul and began preaching the good news to anyone who would listen. He spent his years traveling from place to place, teaching that Jews and Gentiles alike are acceptable to God. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and he is the way everlasting. John 14:6. Paul authored 14 books in the New Testament in the form of letters. He wrote to churches across the ancient world, encouraging them in their faith and praying for them to have the strength to endure the hardship that came with being a follower of Jesus. Paul was transformed by the power of Jesus. Have you been transformed by the power of Jesus? If the answer is yes, then you also have a responsibility to carry the gospel to the ends of the earth. Matthew 28:16-20. Here are three foundational attitudes we must possess to effectively share the good news. 1. Paul surrendered all control of his life to serving Jesus. Paul chose to live his life as a slave to God, with his only purpose being to spread the gospel. This was not something that was forced upon him. He simply chose to live a life fully devoted to sharing Jesus with the world. When we understand God's goodness, our responses turn out to be total abandonment of ourselves to God's plan. Romans 12:1. When we truly understand the sacrifice that Jesus made for us to be fully forgiven, our attitude ought to be one of utter thankfulness and a high priority of sharing this with others. Paul had a willing heart to abandon everything else in his life. Do you not know that you are not your own? For you have been bought with a price. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Our mindset should be that in heaven we will rest, but on earth we shall work. We ought to live in full surrender and abandonment of personal comfort, daily agenda, control, and self-protection, among other things. This attitude led him to excruciating persecution. but he endured to be able to share the truth of love of Jesus with everyone he found. 2. Have you been called? Has God put something in your heart that you can't help but let out? Have others told you about their vision for your life? When we know what we are called to do, it produces boldness, focus, and perseverance. If you are not sure of your calling, spend some time with the Lord seeking Him and His plan for your life. If you know Jesus, then He has a plan for you to spread the gospel. The question is how and when. Where does He want you? To be an apostle of Christ, you must have the power of the Holy Spirit living inside of you, have godly character, and possess a healthy doctrine. We are to plant seeds of truth wherever we go. 3. Set apart for Jesus. When we do find our calling, it doesn't always mean that it will happen right away. The Lord needs to prepare our hearts and our minds and align our lives with what He has for us to do. It took Paul 17 years to finally reach the place where he could effectively share the gospel and plant churches in desolate places. Living for Jesus and sharing who He is not something to be taken lightly. We are influencing people to become like us, like Jesus. Our attitudes and reactions reflect who we are in Christ. Jesus explained this to us in Matthew chapter 7. A good tree produces good fruit, and a bad tree produces bad fruit. This is a warning that we will become like those we follow. God takes His time to work with us so that we can become effective ministers of the gospel. We don't want our brokenness spread to others. This is not to say that He waits for us to be perfect, but He will wait for our hearts and attitudes to be in the right place, and He will wait until we are fully surrendered to all He has for us. Intersecting life and faith. Is there anything holding you back from sharing the gospel with those around you? Perhaps it is fear of death, ridicule, or loss? Have you been poorly taught, or are you too distracted to listen? Are you struggling with distrusting human authority, pride, or impatience? Ask God to bring you to a place of surrender. Acknowledge God's call in your life. And if you are not sure what that is, then spend time with Him and pursue what He wants from you. Surround yourself with a church of people that can support your calling. In the meantime, be active in the church. Don't get frustrated if your calling takes time. His timing is always perfect. Further reading. Acts 9:1 through 18. Romans 1:1. Hebrews 13:7.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.